magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, February 14th, 2020. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. And a week from tonight, the Singing Men of GNN will be in Georgetown singing a God-honoring concert to help with Rescue Us Ministries and the three food banks that they serve and provide and work with. And that's at the First Church of Christ, 503 North Main Street in Georgetown, Illinois. And Jason, I was telling you, I think it was on Tuesday after the Singing Men rehearsal on Monday night, and then yesterday I woke up with this song. It's one that the Singing Men are going to be singing. It's called He Never Failed Me Yet, and I'm going to have a little announcement, but I woke up with that on my mind over and over again. So I'm going to play a portion of the song, and then I'll read the lyrics to you all. But it's a great arrangement. The Singing Men will sing it this next Friday, and it goes along with an announcement that I'll make in just a minute. But here is He Never Failed Me Yet.
I will sing of that mercy every day, every hour. He gives me power. I will sing and give thanks to thee for all the dangers, toils, and snares that he has brought me out. He is my God and I'm certain.
No matter what the test,
trust and never doubt, Jesus will surely bring you up.
It's a song that the Singing Men of GNN will be singing a week from tonight in Georgetown, Illinois, as Rescue Us Ministries is helping host a special fundraiser for three area food banks. There's going to be dinner provided from 4 to 6 p.m., and the Singing Men right around 6:15 will get up and put on a full concert. And so come enjoy a free chili dinner. Jumbo beef hot dogs will be provided and all the fixins. And then the concert, like I said, it'll be at 6 o'clock. So 4 to 6 at the First Church of Christ, 503 North Main Street in Georgetown. Well, the song, Jason, the lyrics are, I will sing of God's mercy every day, every hour. He gives me power. I will sing and give thanks to thee for all the dangers, toils, and snares that he has brought me out. He is my God, and I'll serve him. No matter what the test, trust and never doubt, Jesus will surely bring you out. He never failed me yet. And I think after singing that during our rehearsals the last few Monday nights, it just has stuck to me. And I love the part, trust and never doubt, Jesus will surely bring you out. He never failed me yet. And it's true. That's the incredible work that God has done on our behalf through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's never failed us. And as I've been taking our radio listeners through these last 9 months as we've been praying up this great expansion, the merging of Great News Radio with the WLUJ family of stations. And I guess about 2 weeks ago, about 10 days ago, we announced that the big announcement, part two, had been answered. The FCC actually approved the merging and us acquiring the 15 stations. Well, on Wednesday, it was all signed, sealed, and delivered. We signed the paper. I had a notary go through everything. I think I had to sign 6 different documents. And so it's official that Great News Radio now oversees these 15 additional frequencies. We keep them broadcasting the good news message of Jesus. And so that all took place on Wednesday. And so now in the next couple of weeks, there'll be just a transition of all the books. And I actually will have to start paying bills. It becomes a reality. And we're excited to merge our staffs, and in the coming weeks or months, I'll have a number of them during Testimony Tuesday or Memorization Monday. Monday, and probably next Thursday, Joey will be able to share some of the things that he's excited about as Joey has worked for us for the last 7 or so years, and also for the WLUJ family of stations for the last 7 or 8 years. So we'll have freedom to really talk all about it and include them as we pray up how God will advance his kingdom work through these now 19 frequencies. And so just excited. It's kind of a banner day. On Wednesday, it was like, wow, this is a reality now. And so I'll be visiting the Springfield studio soon and working through a number of things to optimize all the talent and all the people and keep lifting up the name of Jesus. That's our ultimate goal. But this, he never failed me yet. I thought how in record time, Dick Van Zandt, who helped put this all together, he said, Mark, usually the FCC takes 4, 5, 6 months. He said, I've never in my 30-plus years ever seen them approve a transition of this magnitude. I mean, 15 stations is pretty huge. And so that was 10 or so days ago. And then he said to turn around and for us to get all the paperwork in and all the various things dealt with in just like 8 to 10 days. And then the sign off on Wednesday, he said, it's unbelievable. And so we can't wait to see what God's going to do in the days ahead. And there'll be more storytelling. But I just love this, that he's never failed me yet. No, he hasn't. He never will. But it's not just not failing me. It's just how he streamlined all this and has brought it together and the excitement we have to move forward in the days ahead. So it's official. Great News Radio and the WLUJ family of stations is wedded. We're one big happy listening family now, and we'll have more to say in the days ahead as we transition programming and really not many changes at all. I can't think of any immediate changes for the Great News Radio listeners, but the family of station listeners, they'll start hearing Mark and Friends. And we'll be integrating some of our WGNJ music and format into some of the towns and communities to the west. So excited for the days ahead as we transition and merge together and see how God will use it. So he never failed me yet, nor will he ever fail you. He's to be trusted. He's to be leaned into. He's to be followed. He's to be worshipped. Thank you, God, for the Lord Jesus Christ and how you brought him into this world to be that redemptive work so that you could draw all men and women to yourself. So sharing the love today on Valentine's Day. Yeah. Do you have any special plans for the family?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to go on a family date.
Okay.
So we're going to go out and have dinner and go out and have ice cream sundaes. Usually we always have some kind of really decadent sweet treat. And so this year we decided to just go out. So we're going to go out as a family and have this family date night. It was going to be like a family decision, but the other night as we tried to work that all out, we decided that it was just going to be democracy.
It turned into a fight.
Yeah. We got rid of democracy.
Yes.
You know, because normally what happens is we buy the heart-shaped boxes of candy and we have dinner at home. But everybody, if you've seen on Facebook or social media, everybody has a big heart-shaped box of candy at their place at the table. Yeah. And we have treats and then we have chocolate brownies and we have something for dinner. And so the other night when we brought it up and we said, okay, so we're going to do like we're going to do something different, a family date. And immediately one of the kids goes, well, are we going to get the heart-shaped boxes of chocolate? And we go, no, this year we're doing something different. And two of them go, boring.
Yeah. And those of you unfamiliar, Pastor Jason Schiffo has four children.
Yeah, four children.
Ages what?
Samuel is 6, yeah. 6, 10, 13, and 14.
Oh, so,
yeah, we got a wide swath there. So, yeah, boring. And then it was like, well, can we just have the heart-shaped box also? And I was like, no, we're not going to do that because then you guys just have it around and you fight over it and you get mad and you da-da-da-da. And, come on. So then we just decided we closed it down and we just decided that we were in charge.
Yes.
So, you know, it started out felt like we were going to go have cheeseburgers and french fries and onion rings. And then by the end of it, I think we were leaning towards going somewhere where they had salad bar. So it would just be like, yeah, so you just should have been quiet. You know, you decided to go boring, and now we're going to have salad for dinner.
Well, if you were closer to Pizza Ranch, you could just hop right over there. In fact, I don't know if you got the email, Kurt Bobson, who's one of our board members, I was telling him some of the story about Pizza Ranch and such, and he was amazed. I said, in fact, last Friday, Jason and I turned the whole program into, you know, Meet the Pizza Ranch, and he sent out the link to a number of people. He did kind of a little devotional thought and said he went back and listened to our program, and he said he was just so blessed by it. And he said next time he's in Springfield, I guess he has a friend in Springfield, we're going to eat at the Pizza Ranch. Oh. So it was
Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should pack the kids up and go to Bloomington and have it at a Pizza Ranch. We got to pick a non-traditional. It is Valentine's Day, so we've got to pick somewhere to eat with the kids where nobody else is going to eat. Because it is the day, like, everybody goes on a date. So, you know, we had thought, well, you know, we like the Texas Roadhouse, but everyone is normally there on a normal night, so everyone will for sure be there. So we got to pick somewhere
Be the Pizza Ranch.
We
got to
pick somewhere where people will not be.
That dessert you talked about with the swizzles on it.
The dessert pizza, We could get all in one place. We wouldn't have to worry. I don't know. Yeah. We'll figure it out. My wife will figure it out. I'll go along for the ride. It'll be great. That's how it works.
Well, yesterday during our English conversation class, we were studying Valentine's Day, and then I was leading on behalf of Nancy Miller. She takes them through a biblical account of the creation story all the way through Revelation. But as I was sharing Valentine's Day words and such, one of the questions was, have you been introduced to John 3:16? So we probably spent 15 minutes talking about God's love, and God so loved the world, and the world is just not the globe, just not this planet. It's the people of the world, and explain that, and why Jesus came. And I was telling you beforehand that we got into the Adam and Eve story and sin and the separation and why there were animal skins and the shedding of blood. And anyways, they were listening intently, and I said, any questions about John 3:16? And had some really good questions. So those of you that are tuned in that are maybe unfamiliar with the biblical account of John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that's you and I, friend, that he gave his one and only Son, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, because we're all going to die someday, but we'll have everlasting life as we accept Jesus Christ into our life. But it was God's ultimate love gift given to each and every one of us, the knowledge that he does care, that he's holy, he's sovereign, he's righteous, but he had to deal with sin, and sin brought death, and sin brought separation from God. But because of this finished work in Jesus Christ, he sacrificed his own life, he died on the cross for our sins, he took the punishment we all deserved, and God worked it all out, this redemptive plan through Jesus, as we follow him, as we accept him as our Lord and Savior, that we have hope, and we have purpose and meaning, and we'll have an ultimate eternity with no more pain or suffering, and purposeful living here on earth and recognizing God's love in new and powerful ways. Hey, maybe that's God calling right now to say, hey, Mark, tell him about my love. So anyways, it was a powerful time, and I would hope today as people tune in, especially 89.3 FM, Jason, I think I scheduled about 300 different love songs. I think almost every single song scheduled has love as a reference, or it's mentioned throughout the song, or the meaning is about God's love. So tune in 89.3 FM if you can, or if you're out of the area, go to our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click the streaming audio of 89.3, and you'll be blessed. The music is incredible today.
Yeah, well, in the beginning when you were talking about that song and you played a little bit of the song, he never failed me yet. The proof of that is in his promises. The proof of that is we have his word. You know, in Joshua chapter 21 and verse 45, it says, not one word of all the good promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel had failed. All came to pass. And this verse is right on the heels of Joshua bringing the people into the promised land, this land that had been promised to the people of God. But listen, we have a whole bunch that comes after Joshua 21:45 that tells us that the land was not the answer. It wasn't a promised land that was going to save God's people. It was a promised man, the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why the Bible says in 2 Corinthians, I believe it's 1:20, for all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory. So every single promise, every single piece of God's redemptive history, all that he said, all that he has not failed to do, finds its fullness in Jesus Christ. It is him. And for God so loved the world, when you look at the Bible and you go, my gosh, I mean, some of you out there have been like, I really want to read the Bible, but I just look at it and it's so big. There's so many pages. There's so much going on. You know, my son, we were talking about reading the Bible throughout the year. He's only six. But, you know, we were talking about, because he was saying, Dad, do you read the Bible, the whole Bible? I said, yeah, I've read the whole Bible. I try and read it every year. I said, but I don't, you know, I don't make it the mission to read the whole Bible in the year. I make it the mission to study God's Word. Mm-hmm. And then if I can make it through the whole Bible in a year, I would love to do it. And he goes, Dad, it's just so big, you know. But listen, all of that, God so loved the world that he gave us all of this to show us how he's always been working for our benefit, always been working to send the Lord Jesus Christ to us throughout the whole Old Testament, 378 plus allusions, mentions, foreshadowings, Christophanies of Jesus Christ coming, that God was sending another who is going to redeem us, who is going to save us and lead us out of slavery. The whole beginning of the Bible, all the way through into the New Testament, is God seeking and actively promising to save the lost. And so we have this big, expansive book. And by the way, it's not even as expansive as the lives and the times that it's trying to give us a window into. I mean, if you were to parse out in each page all the different events of those days and the people's lives who are invested and involved and connected to those pages, it's huge. Mm. And yet God was working through all of those intricacies to draw and woo people to himself because his promise was coming, the Lord Jesus. He so loved the world that he gave us all of this and been working in all of it. Mm. So that we might know him, and to do so because every single one of his promises is yes and amen in Jesus Christ. It's as if John 3:16, but John 3:16 comes later. It's Jesus telling us what God is like and what God did. Mm-hmm. But at those beginning strains of Matthew chapter 1 and Luke 1, as Jesus comes into the world, it's as if all those promises from the Old Testament find their target. They hit a bullseye on that target. Because that's all of God's promises coming. And then out of that, all of God's promises through Christ working themselves out, drawing us closer to him, telling us what it means to be his people, to be his church, to live in union and communion with him, and to invite others to live that way. Which is why the book ends by saying, you know, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And he who testifies to these things says, surely I'm coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, and the grace of the Lord Jesus be with all and for all. Amen. And so all of God's promises, he has not failed. He cannot fail. He cannot fail, because to fail would be to lie. And the Bible says in Hebrews, God cannot lie. So what God tells us he's going to do, he can do and he will do. And if we're struggling with if he did it yet, it's either we can't see the fullness of it or it hasn't happened yet. But God does not fail. And if he does not fail on this grand kind of scale throughout the scope of the whole Bible, then he certainly does not fail in your life. He does not fail as he leads you and guides you, as he loves you, as he speaks life into your dead life. And so, friends, you can trust him. But listen, you can't trust him when you sit outside the bubble just questioning if you might be able to trust him. Mm-hmm. You have to actively step into that. Trusting is actively stepping into something and believing that it's all going to work out. We don't go up to the water faucet. We don't sit across the room from the water faucet and go, I wonder if the water's going to come out. I wonder if I turn that knob if the water will come out. I mean, I don't know. I mean, how much do I have to turn? A little bit or a lot? You are not trusting in the water faucet until you actually walk up with no questions and no reservations and just turn the knob. And what's fascinating to me is that we spend time trusting in a million lesser things than we do in trusting in the one, the most important thing, which is God. I mean, when you get out of bed in the morning, you don't get out of bed and kind of hang off the side of the bed and go, okay, I don't know, is the floor there? Is it really there? No, you get out of bed and you jump right down on the floor. There's a million things that we place our trust in. Why don't we place it in Him? The one that will never fail us. Mm. Never fail us.
And I'm going to close out with the song that I opened up with, He Never Failed Me Yet, which the Singing Men will be singing a week from tonight. And I wrote down, not about the promised land, but about the promised man. Oh, I love that.
That's a good one.
Well, everyone, happy Valentine's Day. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffel with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
He never failed me yet. He never failed me yet. He never